Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, hi, this is Tom Throssell for community comment. I'm curious, ever since it was announced that we are in a pandemic, who gets to determine when it's over? So I Googled it, and do you want to know what? Who gets to determine when it's over? I know it sounds like an Abbott and Costello bit, who's on first, but according to Google, who gets to decide when it's over? The who gets to decide. And I'm not talking about the British band with Peter Townsend and Roger Daltrey, who sang Pinball Wizard. By the who, they mean the World Health Organization. But I'd like to know, what data are they using? What determines when this whole thing is over? Is it when the number of deaths reach a certain number? If that were the case, maybe COVID isn't the pandemic we should be worried about. According to a report on CalMatters, San Francisco leaders have failed in their response to the drug epidemic that killed 712 city residents in 2020, nearly triple the number of people who lost their lives to COVID. How many people have to die of fentanyl before we call that a pandemic and start focusing our attention on protecting our community from that? I couldn't find what data they're using to determine when it's over, but I have a few suggestions. I went into Redwood Capital Bank the other day, and not only did the customers not have to wear masks, but the ink pens are back in the coffee mug on the counter. Well, that's a pretty good indicator that the pandemic is over. For the last 2 years, anytime I watch the local news, they give an update on COVID numbers. Well, I haven't seen an update lately. Author and historian John M. Barry, who wrote one of the most definitive chronicles of the 1918 pandemic, says, "A pandemic ends when people stop paying attention to it." So I say, this pandemic is over. In Humboldt County, many nonprofits rely on large group fundraisers to raise funds for their annual needs. For the past few years, many of those events have gone virtual. But just last week, we booked the Sequoia Conference Room for the annual banquet for Redwood Adult and Teen Challenge in September. Many groups are going back to large events for fundraisers. So I say, the pandemic is over. Last month, we celebrated the life of my sister-in-law who passed away in March. Last March. We had a small get-together in Sacramento with some family. Then afterwards, about 25 of us joined a sold-out crowd of over 17,000 people at the Golden One Center to listen to one of Michelle's favorite bands. I say the pandemic is over. What's the point of today's community comment? Get out there and support your local nonprofits. Go to your local community events. Support our kids. Let's start living again. And if you need help finding some place to get involved in our community, ask around. There are lots of places that need our help. Do I need to say that I know there are some people who can't be in large group? To those who might not be able to get out, I have one thing to say. If my community comment doesn't apply, let it fly. Have a great weekend. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.